Okay, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach. Today's daf is Kuf Beis Masechta Shabbos. It's the 164th daf in Shas. Amud Aleph is going to be a little bit complicated. Buckle your seatbelts. On Amud Aleph, what we're going to be discussing is the halachos of Zrika, when one throws something and one alters one's kavana after the throw. He throws a fastball, and decided it was supposed to be a change-up. So he changes his mind. And there are going to be many permutations of that on the Amud, on Amud Aleph. Of course, we're going to conclude B'siyat Lishmai, the Perek, and begin Perek Habona. Perek Habona will be the halachos, of course, of Binyan, and the Amud will discuss many different questions of what qualifies as Bona and what qualifies as Makav Patish. So let's begin. A person threw something and he remembered that it's Shabbos, Rashi says. So that was the mashal of the change up. He threw Bishogeg, then he remembers it's Shabbos. Then the Mishnah gives us another permutation. Kolta acher, kolta kelev, oshinisrafa. And something else interesting happens. Someone else jumps in and catches the ball. A dog comes in and catches what he threw. Oshinisrafa, or somehow it got destroyed through fire in the ear. Potter. Now the Gemara is going to point out that there seem to be two different reasons over here to be potter. Number one is he was nisker me'achar shiyatsa samiyado, so he's not a full shogeg, you could argue. And number two is someone came out of nowhere and grabbed it. So that the Gemara will clarify. Zarek lasas chabura, bein b'adam bein behema v'nizkar shelo nasas chabura. He threw something with the intention of injuring somebody. And of course, injuring someone on Shabbos to be motzi dam is an isur d'oraisa. But then he remembers that he's not allowed to do it. Before the chabura happened, potter. The Gemara also will clarify what that case is. Ze'aklal, if we're going to need to clarify the above two cases, we're going to also need to clarify the ze'aklal. But Zeh Klal translated is Kol Chay Vechatas Ein Chayovin Achetei Tchilasam V'Sofon Shkaga. You need to be a shogeg from the beginning to the end, and that's why if you remember in the middle, you're not going to be Chayev a Karbon Chatas. Tchilasam Shkaga V'Sofon Zadon Tchilasam Zadon V'Sofon Shkaga Pturit. And therefore, if you're in one part, you are amazed. So then, in such a case, Halacha is that it is going to be. It's going to be potter, until it's from the beginning to the end, a shogeg. Now the Gemara, as we said, is going to analyze exactly what is the case of the ratio. Zokdeh, the Gemara, ha-nacha chayiv. If it rests, the mashmos is that you would have been chayiv. What is the Gemara saying? The mashmos of the second line of the Mishnah is that's only because something out of the blue came and jumped in and grabbed it. But if something out of the blue did not jump out, mashma that you would be chayiv. But didn't the Mishnah open in the opening part say that you remembered? And the reason why you're potter is not because something jumped out. The reason that you're potter is because you weren't a shogeg the whole time. Utnan. And the Mishnah also concluded, Kol chay vechatos, en chayam en achay tkalasim v'sof en shkaga. So here the Gemara is going to give us a couple of terutzim. How to reconcile what exactly is going on in the Reisha. Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana has an interesting idea. Seifa asan lichta umisna. The seifa that says in the end of the Mishnah that you need to be a shogeg from the beginning to the end was talking about a particular case. It was talking about a case where a person throws something and he holds onto it. So, for example, the word. Let's focus on the word misna. Rashi says, chevel, he's holding on to the string. So says Rashi, kloimar lo mesikma seifa el bezarak lichta hakosher bechevel katan kedarko. If he's throwing something, but he's holding on to the string. Va'olches achel be'adu kishenizkar, and then he remembers that it's Shabbos. He starts out, he forgot it was Shabbos, he was a shogeg, he remembers. Ha'yibiyadu lechol zachevel. So he could have pulled the ball back. And he could have held it back from resting. In that case, the Sefer of the Mishnah says that's considered Tchilaso Shogig V'Sof Amezu Potter. Aval zorek tsror v'chefetz. But if he throws a regular object that when it leaves your hand, you can't pull it back. Shekiniskar ein biyado la'akav kulei shogeg. Then it's a shogeg from the beginning to the end. V'niskar diktani b'resha. And the fact that it says niskar in the resha, ashmina ribusa. Da'af agav diniskar, even if you remember, you can't take it back. It's what, like the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah describes. U'uva shelo yichol liskan. It's too late. You can't fix it. So therefore, really, you should be chayiv in the resha. But what happens is, your das doesn't get fulfilled. Why? It doesn't reach home plate. It got burnt beforehand. A dog came and grabbed it. So that's how Rav Kahana learned the case. So Amar again, Amar Rav Kahana, Seif Masan Lichta Umisana, says the Gemara, Lichta Umisana Ogdo Biyadohu. Gemara says, how would you ever think that somebody's chayiv if he throws a ball that's attached to a string? In such a case, you wouldn't be chayiv. There was one of the younger niftarim in Borough Park was Chaim Gans, passed away from the coronavirus. So he was a friend of mine. We worked in camp together. I'm still processing this. So we enjoyed playing Nukem together. So I immediately thought of him. So Nukem has the string at the end. So if he was a great Nukem player. What?
Tetherball,
right. So he was a great player. So anyhow, the point is that there, if you throw something, if you hit the ball never really goes anywhere. It stays in the same place. So
I'm just confused. The case here is he's holding still in his hand. He's holding something else that's attached to it.
It's a tether ball. So he threw the ball, but he still has the string. The string that he's holding onto it. So says the Gemara, in such a case, that if he's holding on to it, Ogdo biyado, it's still attached to his hand. Says the Gemara, you're right. That's not a good teretz. Kigon, sheniskavin lasas chabura. No. Our case is talking about where he intended not to send the ball somewhere, but to injure somebody. Let's take a look at Rashi. Kigon, sheniskavin lasas chabura, betchilas b'shiga Shabbos. In the beginning, when he was a shogeg, v'niskar achalans his chabura, and he remembers before it became a chabura, ula olam belichto misna. And really, we're not talking about being mechayiv you for hotzah, we're talking about being mechayiv you for chabura, and it was something that stayed in his hand. In other words, the only problem with not being chayiv on the tether ball is that you can't say that you transported a tether ball to a different spot if the string is still in your hand. But if we're talking about where the you're doing a chabura, so you could be chayiv a chabura even if the thing is still in your hand. So, but why? What do we gain by having the string in your hand? What we gain in that is that you could still change your mind by pulling it back, and you didn't. So, continuing on in Rashi, kigon sheniskan lasas chabura. You could have taken it back. So it turns out in the end he was amazed. But if he didn't remember, then he'd be chayiv. Even though by hotza he can't be chayiv, or mavir he can't be chayiv, because it's still in his hand. The chiyuv is not the traversing of going out of Rishus or going Dalet Amos, it's just the chabura. So says the Gemara, that can't be either. Hanami Tanina, but that's already mentioned in the fourth line of the Mishnah. Hazorik las chabura bein ba'ad bein ba'hamav v'nizkar ashalon as chabura pater. That if you remember beforehand, you're going to be pater because you're amazed because you could have pulled it back. El amarava b'mavir. We're talking about a case of when he was being mavir dalet amris b'rishus harabim. Rashi, el amarava zeh klal amavir abramis b'rishus harabim v'nizkar kon shavir dalet amris. Also, shu biyado lamod b'makom sheniskar. Avol zorek lo miftar b'schira. When it comes to mavir dalet amos, so then in such a case, then the zchira it would patter you, but zorek would not patter you when it comes to zchira. Says Gemara, avol zeh klal diktani azrika diktani. How can you learn that we're talking about mavir? The Mishnah says that we're talking about zrika. Elamarava tarti kitani hazorek v'niskar. He was Zorek, and he remembered. Me'achar shiyatza sam miyado. And he was Niskar only after it came out of his hand. So since it already came out of his hand, so then in such a case, then the zechira doesn't have any significance. Inami, lo nizkar, he didn't remember. V'kolta achero kolta kolob. So Rava learns the following pshat. Rava learns you have to divide the first two lines of the Mishnah, the two halachos. Number one, hazarik v'nizkar me'achar shiyatzasa yada. In such a case, the halacha is that you're going to be potter. Why? Because it's too late once it left your hand. Inami, or else, another case, if you threw it in one direction and then the dog came and grabbed it, oshenisrafa patur. So up until now we thought that the Mishnah was one case, the first two lines of the Mishnah. Rav is changing it, and Rav is saying, no, you're going to be patur for two different reasons, in two different cases. Number one, if it was a case of me'achar shiyatzasa b'yado, that's why you're patur, or nothing to do with niskar if a dog grabbed it. Rav Ashi amar chisur mechzor v'achik tani. Rav Ashi puts new words in our Mishnah. Rava put a big comma in our Mishnah. Rav Ashi adds new words. Hazorek v'niskar, if you throw it and you remember, me'achar shiyatzasa b'yado, after it goes out of your hand, kolta achero kelta kelavosh nisrafa potter. And then a dog goes and grabs it, you're going to be potter. Why? Because you were a shogeg, and we don't care what happens afterwards. Once it leaves your hand, then you did a maisa b'shogeg, hanacha, chayit. But if it lands, you're going to be chayit. Bamed varim amurim, but when do we say that? Shechazar v'shachach, that he forgot, he remembered, and then he forgot again. So then in such a case, then the halacha would be that if it rests, he's going to be chayiv. Why? Why if it rests, he's going to be chayiv? Because in such a case, he was a shogeg, but then he remembered, and then he forgot again. So since he forgot again, so then in such a case, he could be chayiv the carbon.
When did he remember again?
Okay,
he didn't remember.
He didn't remember. He then remembers, and then he forgets again.
Before it landed.
Avalo chazar v'shachach, but if he doesn't return and forget, potter, then he's going to be potter. Why? Shekol shchay v'chatos ein chayovin ad shetehei tchilas himself and shkagli. He needs to be a shogeg from the beginning to the end. Okay. Now we have more intense analysis. The Mishnah told us, Zeh klal, kol chay vechatos, ein chayoven ashetei tchilosan v'sofan shkoga. You need to be a shogeg from the beginning to the end. So the Gemara has an interesting shayla about what qualifies as being a shogeg for the beginning of the end, to the end. Itmar, shtei amos b'shogeg. A person threw two amos, or he carries, even better, he carried two amos b'shogeg, and shtei amos b'mezid. But then he did the next two amos, he was b'mezid. Shtei amos b'shogeg, and then another two amos b'shogeg. So he does two amos b'shogeg, interrupts with a mezid, two amos again b'shogeg. Rav Amar Pater, Rav Amar Chayv. Now, by the way, when the Gemara is going to finish, it's not going to be a machlokas. So we won't even call this a machlokas. Rabba said in one case you're Pater, Rava said in one case you're chayv. Rava Amar Potter. Rava says you're Potter. Afil Rav Gamliel da Amar Ein Yediyah Lechatzi Shir. Rav Gamliel holds that when you write a half a shir and then you remember that it's an Isser, that's not called the Yediyah. That's not called an interruption. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi tells us in the second line, the case of Rav Gamliel. Hakosev shtei osios b'shtei halamos. If you write two letters, but you do it in two different times, you forgot that it was Shabbos, and you wrote a letter. Then you remembered, and then you wrote another letter. D'mechayiv rabo Rabbi Gamliel ba'os hashnia. Rabbi Gamliel holds your chayiv on the second letter. Nigmar hashir va'afu b'shogeg. Even though it was interrupted, so Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's no yediyah for chatzi shir. In other words, just because you had a yediyah in between two parts of shir, you're not going to be chayv. In Perek Klal Gadol, we learned that if you have a yediyah between malachos, so then it breaks apart two different malachos. But within the malacha itself, it doesn't break apart the shear. You had a yediya, and then you forgot again. The shear is not interrupted. It's considered as if you wrote two osios b'shogeg. So the Gemara says, "Liver Rabbi Gamliel damrei yediya lechatzi shear." Even though Rabbi Gamliel says that you should be chayiv for shogeg, hasam hu dechika gamar shear b'shogeg kagamar. That's only when you finished it b'shogeg. In other words, you wrote a letter, you remembered, and then you forgot again. You wrote the other letter. Aval hacha debemezid lo. But over here, you did it bemezid. In other words, you did the last two the second set of two amos. You did that bemezid. So therefore, the halacha is going to be that you can't say that you combine two shogegs together, because you also have a mezid in between. You had two amos b'shogeg, two amos b'mezid, and two amos again b'shogeg. So then in such a case, it doesn't combine. Analyze the Gemara, ubimai. And what type of carrying are we going to talk about? Are we going to assume, like we said before, like I introduced it, ibimavir? Excuse me, I skipped the line. Ubimai, ibizorek, shogegu. If he's a zorek, so then how can you call him on any of the six amos over here amazed? Because once it leaves your hand, we said, you're considered a full shogeg. El b'mavir. So the only time that you're going to have this argument is by mavir. That's going to be different than the case of Rav Gamliel. So that's how Rava learns. Rava really doesn't disagree. And Rava is basically going to describe the same thing in the inverse. Rava omer chayiv. Rava says you're chayiv. Vafil rabbonah. Even the Rabbanu who disagree with Rabbi Gamliel, who says if you write one letter and then you have a yediyah and you interrupt it, and then in such a case the halacha is that you're not going to be chayav for two osios because you had a yediyah, that's when it was in your hand. It was in your hand to write and stop the letter, and you remembered in between, and since you stopped, so then in such a case it's a break. But over here, when you threw it, you can't take it back. So therefore, the halacha is that you're not going to be chayiv. Ubimai. And what type of case are we talking about? Ibimavir are biyado. If we're talking about that he's walking two amos, then he could stop. Ve'elo bezorek. So it must be we're talking about a case of where he was zorek. And if we're talking about zorek, then there is no problem at all. If we're talking about zorek, so then in such a case, you can't bring it back. And since you can't bring it back, so then of course you consider a shogeg and chayiv a carbon chatas. Period. A brand new gemara. Amar Rava. Rava taught us another halacha. Excuse me. How do most have the girsa? Is the question of the girsa? Amar. Yeah. It's interesting. The Oz V'Hadar says Rava, and the art scroll says Rava.
Says
it changed it to Rava. Okay, Agos Tzionim also changed it. Okay, Amar Rava, Zorik Vinacha V'Pi HaKelev V'Pi HaKiv Shem Chayiv. If you throw something and it rests in the mouth of a dog or in a fire and it burns it up, you're Chayiv. So that's in direct contradiction to our Mishnah. V'anantnan Kol Tachero Kol Tachkelev Oshin Yisrafa Potter. That if they jump out and grab it, they're going to be Potter. So why is it that in one case your chayiv seems to be the exact same thing? In our Mishnah, he wasn't intending that it land, as we explained in our Mishnah, in the mouth of a kelev. The case of the Rava's psak, he was mechaving that it should land in the mouth. Now this, the Gemara says, is a chidush. Of course, you would say that's obvious. If he intended it to land in that place, it is neskaima machshavto. Amar Rabbi Bar Abaye, no. What, there's something more deeper. Our parak concludes with something deep. Amar Abibi Bar Abaye Afanana Mitnina. We also learn this in the Mishnah Kris on Yud Gimel. Yesh Oichel Achila Achas V'Chayiv Olea Arba Chatos. A person could eat one kezayis and be over four different carbon chatos and Asham Echad, and as well as the carbon Asham. What's the case? Hatami Shachal Chaylev. If he eats chaylev, that's number one. Vuhu nosar, and it's left over min hamukdashin, so it's nosar as well. And it's biyom hakipurim, as well as yom hakipurim. So yeh chaylev min hamukdashin on yom hakipurim. So that is going to be four different chatos. Rabbi Meir Oimer, af im hoisa Shabbos, v'yitzioi mi bipiv chayiv. Also, we're interested more in the second case, and that is that if he was Shabbos, and he walks out carrying, chewing the chalev in his mouth. So then in such a case, he's going to be chayiv also a fifth for chil Shabbos. Amruloi, the Chacham said, he's not going to be chayiv a fifth on karmel chatos, eino min hashem. Because it's not the same type of chiyuv carbon that we're talking about. All the other chiyuv carbon are achila. This is a chiyuv of hotzah. Says the Gemara, okay, leaving aside whether you're going to say that's min hashem or not. That's a technical thing, whether you count it as five or not. Amai, ha'ein derech hotzah b'kach. It's not normal for people to be motzi b'peh. Ella, here's the yisod. Kivan dekamechavim machshavtoi. Since this is what his machshava was, to eat it while he's going out. In other words, he didn't want it in his pocket, which is a normal place to carry. Here, he wanted it in his mouth. So, mashvile makom. This is the point you saw in Hilchos Shabbos, that you could turn it into a makom. Obviously, one would need to be ma'ayin when you and how one is mashvile makom. Hachanam machshavtoi kivan, excuse me, hachanam kivan to kamechave machshavtoi mishavvile makom. So by being mechavein, he's turning it into a makom. It's an intense analysis, this last omud in Perek HaZorik. Okay, b'siyata d'shmai hadron aloch Perek HaZorik. We now begin some fascinating gemaras in Perek HaBoyne. Zok teheilig mishnah. HaBoyne, kama yivne v'yehei chayiv. How much do you need to build in order to be chayiv? Tesis points out, he's not sure why Perek HaBoyne appears after Zrika V'otzah. So someone's got to give a good explanation. But Tosis didn't give the good explanation. Anybody see a good explanation? Why does Habona appear right after Azor? I didn't see one. Says the Mishnah, Habona Kolshu. It's interesting. The Mishnah also starts off in a funny way. How much do you need to build to be chayiv? Funny thing. Like Me'emasai. Says the Mishnah, Habona Kolshu, if you build a little bit of mountain, Amisates, and if you quarry a stone, v'amakibipatish, and if you bang onto a hammer, ubimatzad, or a large cornus is also an anvil, oakodeach, or if you burrow a hole, kolshu, even the smallest amount, chayv. If you do a malacha and the malacha lasts on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, now up until now, makabe padish and ma'atzei, we were talking about use a hammer to complete something. Here, Reb Shimon Gamliel adds, if you bang the hammer to improve the hammer, so then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv as well. The Ritva has a fascinating deal from the Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah was, Kol Osa Malacha Melachto Miskayemes B'Shabbos. The Mashmos is that the Malacha needs to only last on Shabbos itself. The Ritva says, from here is Mashma, that even if it doesn't last for 7 days, it only lasts for one day, that would be enough. You know, from a kosher, there's some shitas who say that has to last for a week. So the Ritva says, from this lashon over here of the Mishnah, Melachto miskayemes b'Shabbos, so the question is, how do you read the word b'Shabbos? So the Ritva reads, b'Shabbos means the duration of time. The duration of time that's necessary to be considered a Melachto miskayemes is a 24-hour period. Let's take a look at Tosas Makkah Patish. No. So, right. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi, Rav Binyamin is pointing out that Rashi used his thumb. What does Rashi say? Doesn't learn that it lasts on Shabbos. The subject is not Shabbos for Rashi. The subject is, it's a lasting malacha. And that would be a machlokas between the Ritva and Rashi. Taisis in Dibra Maskel Mapik of a Patish, Taisis Pirish Bekuntri Shemifotzis Boas Hasela La'achar Shechotzva. That you smash rock after you quarry it. The Einir Lari, and Tosis is Bad, the Mishkan lo have binyan avonim. Then the Mishkan they didn't build in stones. The lo shavik tana gemar melacha, the kelim the have Mishkan v'nakam akum patish the even the lo have the Mishkan. So why says Tosis they used to do so many things with kelim, with building the kelim? Why did Rashi go to the case on the fotzeitz boas asela el Einir Lari the high makum patish? So Taisus learns it's the last hakah onto a kli. So the years ago I saw that the Chassam Sefer points out that further on in our Amud, we're going to see that Taisus has a famous klal. Taisus says that even though there are many shitas in the Gemara that says ain binyan bekelim, that you can't be over bona bekelim, it's not chashav and not. Taisus goes and he rereads all the Gemaras. And Taisus says, no, Ein Binyan Bekelim is only that case, it's only this case. And Taisus cuts down the rule of Ein Binyan Bekelim, Dira Maskel Haiman. So the Chassam Sefer points out that Taisus is Lishitasa. Taisus says, what are you talking about? In the Mishkan, of course they did Binyan Bekelim. Why did Rashi go to a far out case? Now Rashi's Shita and Shas is much more cut and dry. Ain binyan bekelim. So that's why Rashi didn't go to where Tosis wanted it to go, because he couldn't go there. That's what the Chassam Sefer, if I recall, points out. Zok the Halig Gemara. What's that? That's an interesting question. Right. In other words, it could very well be that once we say Ain binyan bekelim, then even then the Makom Patish also wouldn't apply. Right. I have to look back at the Chassam Sefer, but you're making a good point. Yes. As Rabbi Yemin's asking, maybe I'm not remembering the Chassam Sefer properly, because you could argue that even though you say Ein Binyan Bekelim, but maybe Yesh Makom Patish Bekelim. But from what I recall, the Chassam Sefer puts the two together. Yes, Rabbi?
So on the Tosfos question of why do we have bona after Zerika on Tzos, the Tosfos Yontem gives an interesting answer.
Yes.
He says that the last... Dafan Gimel, the last melacha was Hotzah.
Right.
So basically, once we finish talking about Hotzah, so then Yisrael Yonasi wants to go to the one before Hotzah, kind of work backwards.
Okay.
That's Makom Patish. Makom Patish is melacha number 38.
Mm-hmm.
And then since Makom Patish is...
It's directly connected to Vona.
It's connected with Binyan, and Binyan is Shriach Tvei,
right. Right. Yafet Shomea. So Rav Aaron is quoting from Tos Yomtev that you start going backwards and you can't talk about Makom Patish without talking about Bona. And that's going to become very, very clear from the Gemara that we're about to learn, that you can't separate Makom Patish and Bona. Whenever you're discussing one, you're going to have to discuss the other. Says the Gemara, Kol Shu L'may Chazi, we learned in our Mishnah, Habona Kol Shu, if you build even the smallest amount. So ask the Gemara, what can you use that for? Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Shekein Ani Chofer Guma, and Ani would dig a hole, Latzni above Protosav, to hide a little bit of his money. The Kavasal Gabi Mishkan, Shekein Tofri Rias Chofrin Guma Latzni above Machtein. That in the Mishkan they would also bury a small hole to hide the needles. Abaye says, Kivan the Mishtaki, since the needles become, what's the word in English? Machlidot. Thank you. They become rusty. Lo avdi hachi. He rejects that pshat. He says they don't do that. Ella, but rather, what does it mean? Shekein ani oisev pitpute kira ktana. They would make these small ovens. Lisfos ala kter ktana. They couldn't use a lot of firewood and they didn't have a lot of food. So they made these very small ovens with small pots on top. The karasak ave mishkan mevashri siman and let's follow your rios. And in the same thing in the Mishkan, they would also have these things in terms of making dye. Shechotzra melachtan. If they were missing a little bit of dye, so then they would dye something in a small pot. So also bitputei kira ktana l'sfos ala yira ktana. And that's where you have that case. In other
that's
words, they. So, well, just a second. So the case over here that we're talking about is where they made this small thing, this small amount, and in fashioning the contraption, so then in such a case, you would make a small hole into this pitkute kira. What's that, Rabbi Dovi?
No, I just confused that. They're making this new kira here, or they're making something into the kira.
No, they're doing both. They're fashioning a small kira in order to be able to put a small dish on top.
But a new kira is a kol shu? That sounds like something that's pretty good.
No, it could be you had different pieces, and all you needed to do was stick in one piece to make it all work, to make it come together. Rabbi Yom, you want to add something?
These are cases, the first case was a case of cold fare, this case of putting together the plea. Would that have been Binyan? I mean, Binyan came there, but.
Well, here we, the Pitpute.
For all malachos should be a kol shu.
No, well, Pitpute, Ragli, Kira, that's good. Then.
That's
a bit. Okay. Right. No, but you make a good point. Over here, what we're talking about is that they would make a small amount of dye. They would put a small amount of dye in. That's really the malacha that we're discussing. And that answers Rav Dovi's question as well. We're talking about a small amount of dye. So Rabbi Yamin's pointing out that a small amount of dye was not the subject of our Mishnah. And so the answer is that in a phenomenon that we're showing that even the smallest shear, you're going to be chayiv. Good point. Very good, very good. I didn't stop at that. You're making a good point. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Rav Yaakov Acha bar Yaakov did not like this pshat because he said, Ein aninus pamak mashirus, that you don't have poverty in the place of wealth. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash was a place of ashirus, and they wouldn't make a little bit of dye if they needed more dye. What they would do is they would make a whole new set of dye. They wouldn't take a small pot. Elisha came by Balabais. But rather the case is that you have a Balabais. Sheishol nekev bibi rasso, that if he has some type of hole in his house, v'sotman, he closes it up. V'gavasak, have a mishkan, and that parallel in the mishkan is, sheken keresh, shenafa bo darna, that if you have a keresh that had some type of hole in it, matif l'sofa, ever, they would put a little bit of lead inside, visosmo, and close it up. Period. Okay, so that is the case of the shear. That the shear we learn out from the nekev kolshu, which is normal to the keresh that it had some type of hole in the mishkan. The Gemara continues, Amar Mishmuel, hametzadeh des ha'evin. He quarries an evan, he places an evan on top of karka. In other words, he fashions the stone into the ground, placing it appropriately into the ground. Chayef, he's chayef. Mesive, Gemara says, really? Just by placing the stone into the ground, you'll be chayef? Echa nosen es ha'evan. We learn in a braisa that somebody brings the stone. Ve'echa nosen es ha'tit. Someone brings the cement. Ve'echad. I just got distracted because I was thinking this is skula. Tomorrow we're meeting about the building of the next stage of the shul. So this is a skula. Okay. The person who puts the tit is going to be chayiv. So you see that putting down the stone is not enough to be chayiv. Litameh, says Gemara, according to your svar, ema seifa, but the seifa of the brisa says as follows, Rabbi Yossi Omer, that even if you just simply take the stone and you put it on top of other stones, you don't even place it into the ground. You put it on top of other stones, you're chayiv. So which way is it? If you put a stone into the ground, so then are you chayiv or you're not going to be chayiv? Ela tlasa binyane have. There are three different types of binyan. Tasa mitziyah v'ala. Three different ways you build a stone wall. That's mamash what we're talking about. Is building a stone wall. This is mamish. This might be across the street in a month. Halavai. So mamish, the stone wall, there are three parts. The lower parts are the stones. So then there you need to have all the tit. Tato boit sidude. That needs to be put into the ground very, very strongly. Va'afra, and it needs the earth around it. Mitzia, the second case. Then that doesn't need the proper placement in the ground or the dirt, but it needs cement. Ilah, the top one, ba'nocha ba'alma. So the point is that yes, mitzadeh desa'evan, by putting it properly in the ground, it's possible even without any cement, you're going to be chayiv. Givaldik. The next thing we learned in our Mishnah, v'hamisates. Misates means, take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah. I translated it, but we didn't do Rashi. Take a look at Rashi on the top line of the Amud. Misates mirabeya esa evan. You square off the stone. Umisaknan, you prepare it. Hakolafi amakum, all dependent on the place. If it's Herod, it's going to be one size. If it's someone else, it's going to be another size. So now the Gemara says, when you're being mirabeya esa evan, when you square off the stone, mishumai mechayev, what are you chayev for? So Rav Amar Mishum Boina Ushmol Amar Mishum Bakar Patish. Here we're going to have seminal machlokios. When you learn this, the Iyun, it becomes fascinating. All of these machlokios between Rav and Shmuel. Continually, Rav is mechayiv us for Bona, and Shmuel claims that's Makar Patish. So the Mishnah wasn't clear. The Mishnah said Habona Koshu Vehamisates. So it's very, very unclear. Where does Masates fall? Does Masates fall into Makabapatish or into Bona? So we have a machlokis. Rav Amar Mishum Bona, Shmuel Amar Mishum Makabapatish. Similarly, Ha'esen Neke Belul Shel Tarnagol. You make a hole in the chicken coop for air for the chickens. Rav Amar Mishum Bona, Rav says that's Bona, Shmuel Amar Makabapatish. Ayul Shufsa Bikupina Demara. If you put a Yesed,
a peg.
What's that?
A peg,
excellent. You put a peg into a utensil in order to make it functional, like into a hoe to make the hoe work. Rav Amar Mishum Bona, Shmuel Amar Mishum Makar Patish. So this machlokis repeats itself a few times. Utsricha. And we need all three of these cases. Diashmin and Kamaisa, maybe only in the first case, by Hikam Arab, Mishum Derech Binyan Bekach. In the case of Misates, that's part of building, is you need to quarry the stone. Aval oisen neked b'lul shel tarnagolim, when it comes to making the hole in the chicken coop, ein derech binyan b'kach. That's not the way to construct it. That's something that happens afterwards. So then, ein amod el Shmuel. I might have thought that he would agree with Shmuel. V'yashmin b'ha. And maybe when it comes to ayel shusa b'kupina d'bara, kam b'rav mishum d'damin l'binyan. When you put the peg in, then that's like, excuse me, when it comes to the chicken coop, it's Doma Tabinyan. Why? Da Avdi La Avira. Then you're making it for air. In other words, the chicken coop is incomplete without air. So it's part of the building. It's true that the way you fashion it is not with a hammer and a nail, but it's Avdi La Avira. Al Shufsa Bikupina Demara. But when it comes to sticking in this peg, Dein Derech Binyan Bekach, that's not even the Derech of Binyan. That's a question in the Mefarshim. What does the Gemara mean? That's Ein Derech Binyan Bekach. But the Gemara says that by putting that piece together, that's not the way you build. So then says the Gemara, Ein Moda Shmuel. I would think that he's Moda Shmuel. Yash Bin Baha. Baha Kamar Shmuel. Baha Nachtarti Ein Moda Rav. Maybe Shmuel only says it when you're putting in a peg. That's not at all Derech Binyan. The way most explain is that at least the making of a hole for air is done in a house. In a house, you make windows, so you do that for air. Certainly, the case above of Misates, you do for a house. But when it comes to putting in pegs into utensil, so then you don't do that for a binyan abayis. So that will get involved also with the sugya of ein binyan bekelim, that l'chura of what you do, putting inside of a kli, doesn't qualify as binyan at all. Tzricha. So we'll stop here before bo minei rev nasim. Now, tesis di ramastu, I fooled you. Taisus di Ramasla Haiman da Ayil. So Taisus over there says, wait a second. Rav said that if you put the peg in, the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv. What about Ein Binyan Bekelim? So that's this famous Taisus. The Taisus says that even though in Shas and Erevin and many other places, in Beitz and Daf Yud and so on, Erevin and the Lamids, we say Ein Binyan Bekelim, nevertheless, says Taisus, that has a lot of exceptions. I'm going to retake a look at Taisus. Dainu dafke b'achzoros batei trisin of menorah shel chulyas. When the Gemara in Beitza says ein binyan bekelim, that's talking about putting the trius back down, or a menorah of different parts that are reattached together. In other words, Tosa says taking a kli apart and putting it back together is not binyan bekelim, particularly if they're removable pieces. Then we would say ein binyan bekelim. Avo. But when it comes to binyan gomur, to construct a kli from the beginning to the end, mechayev bekelim kemo bekarka. Some, by the way, suggest that this could be what Shmuel is bothered by. Like I told you, that some say that putting a peg in, it doesn't resemble to anything you do in the house. But Tosfos says that according to Rav, he's going to say, even though there's Ein Binyan B'Kelim, but that doesn't have to resemble the house in the sense of what's done in the house. If you're constructing the kli from the beginning to the end, Tosfos' shita is that there is Binyan B'Kelim. Some are medayik that the Lashon is Ein Binyan B'Kelim. Oh, I think the Ramban writes this. The Ein Binyan B'Kelim, there's no Binyan in the kli. But if it's osa kli, if you're making the kli from the beginning to the end, so then in such a case you're going to be chayv. In other words, if you have a kli and you add a piece to it, so then in such a case, big kalim. But siyas tilas kalim, then in such a case you're going to be chayv. This concludes Kuf Beis, B'siyata D'Shmaya and Shabbos.